In the months leading up to Election Day, Saratoga's own Political Action Committee raised more than $50,000. The organization's board includes local business people and professionals. It mailed a survey to more than 14,000 local residents. More than 1,100 responses through the mail and online were used to endorse a bipartisan slate of candidates in Saratoga Springs and in the Malta Town Supervisors race. But on election night, the PAC's candidates fell short. Republican John Safford lost to incumbent Democratic Mayor Joanne Yepsen. While Yepsen outraised Safford, Safford's run for mayor got a boost through mailers sent by the Saratoga PAC. Democrat Cynthia Young lost to Republican Vincent DeLucia in the Malta Town Supervisors race. Citizen group Save Saratoga, formed in 2013 to oppose Saratoga Casino and Raceway's pursuit of a full-scale casino license, came out in 2015 against Saratoga PAC. On election night, founding member Sarah Bovin said the results show a pushback against the PAC.
There's a fervor here. There's a fervor for politics here. And I think people are really interested in preserving what they have, and they want a serious sense of balance. And I don't think the PAC was offering that.
After declaring victory, Yepsen asked her supporters if they feared big money influencing elections, which she said afterward was a reference to the PAC.
The fear in every door that I went to is either about land use issues, the High Rock Park, the golf course, or the PAC. And nobody likes the idea of an organization raising a lot of money and buying somebody's vote from them.
The endorsed candidates who did pull through were Democratic Commissioner of Finance Michelle Madigan, who rejected her endorsement, and Commissioner of Accounts John Frank, who ran unopposed. Skidmore College Professor of Government Bob Turner has studied the Saratoga PAC and its effect on local politics with his students. After the results came in, Turner said Saratoga PAC appeared to be the biggest loser of the night.
They spent heavily on McTighe and Worth against the two most vulnerable incumbents, and both of them lost fairly decisively.
Incumbent Public Safety Commissioner Chris Mathiesen pulled in 54% of the vote over Republican Richard Worth's 45%. Republican Anthony Skip Scirocco defeated Democrat Bill McTighe in the race for Commissioner of Public Works, 53-46%. Moreover, Turner said low voter turnout may have had a more significant impact.
The low voter turnout is a function of the sort of weak challenges running against incumbents and the tremendous negativity of the race, which suppressed turnout.
Bob Manns, chairman of Saratoga PAC's board of directors and COO of local development company D.A. Collins, emailed a statement to WAMC congratulating the incumbents on their victories and thanked voters for their feedback. He said the group will continue to reach out to voters and, quote, will now advocate for the priorities that more than 1,100 citizens told us need to be acted on by our city's leaders, with focus on improving our city's infrastructure and revitalization of our South Broadway corridor, unquote. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.